You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Monday to everyone out there that's tuned in. Now this is an opportunity for a live, finally, introduction to today's program. You are listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. About 2 weeks ago, we started a new program in the book of Revelation. Now, I know a couple days last week, Thursday, I think I made reference that it was June. And obviously, this series is being rebroadcast. Certainly gives me a break, but more importantly, this is a timely word here for today. Now, it took me a good year to get through this. So we're going through now every day. This is what we're going to hear Monday through Friday right here on this program. So we won't be cutting away to sermons or anything. At least I don't plan on it. But every day, Monday through Friday, we're going to be hearing things from this study. For instance, this week here today, we're going through chapter one. We are going to look at Jesus Christ, the faithful witness today. And then we're going to see Firstborn from the Dead. We'll cover that tomorrow. And also He Who Loves Us and Washed Us will be Wednesday's broadcast. So we're going through here verse by verse. So I just want to let everyone know as you hear, perhaps you might hear references in here that we might actually go till Christmas. What's the big deal? We're hardly a month away from Christmas right now. The thing is, we might go through Christmas 2017. Enjoy the trip, though. We're in, and let's enjoy each and every day here, spending time with the Lord, spending time in His Word. So let's get to it now. I think we're going to eavesdrop and come into the end of my original introduction, and then we'll get into this broadcast here for today, which is Jesus Christ, the Faithful Witness. What does God have to say to us today? We have just started a couple weeks ago of who knows how long study, perhaps a year, the rate we're going at the book of Revelation, because we're not in a hurry here. We're in chapter one. We're picking it up here in verse five. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from Him who is. Now we looked at that as the actual name of God. I am who I am, as ego eimi ho on. I am the being. When we see grace and peace from Him who is, it's literally is the name of God. The same name that Jesus applied to Himself back in John chapter 8, verse 58, when He said to the Jews, He said, before Abraham was, I am. Ego eimi, I am. That's why the Jews did bend down to pick up stones to throw at Him to kill Him, because He called Himself Jehovah God. Remember that, please. Next Saturday morning, when you get that knock on your door and it's a couple of Jehovah's Witnesses that don't believe that Jesus Christ is God, remember that verse right there, John 8:58, before Abraham was, I am. And to prove your point, go to the next verse, verse 59. When the Jews picked up stones to throw at Him, they knew what He did. They knew exactly what He did. He called Himself
Almighty God. He called himself Jehovah God. I and the Father are one, he would later say also in the Gospel of John. So this is our greeting here. Grace and peace, that is Irene and Shalom, the standard greeting in Greek or in Hebrew. Grace and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come. That's the name of God, past, present, and future. As the name of God is, it knows no beginning. He's always existed, and he'll never see an ending, is the name of God. Think about it. I am. You are. He is. I am. I love the way the Greek Septuagint translates the name of God as the being. What God said to Moses back in Exodus chapter 3, when Moses said to God, "What's your name, God?" When the Israelites asked me what your name is, what should I say to them? And he said, "I am the being." Think about that. Grace and peace to you from the being and from seven spirits who are before his throne and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. Now we see this greeting is from the Trinity, from the Father, from the Spirit, and now from the Son. Grace and peace, this is verse 5, from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the rulers of the kings of the earth. All right, he calls himself the faithful witness. I would say, faithful to what? As if they called the Lord Jesus Christ in and put him up on the stand. And if he put one hand on the Bible and raised up his other hand, and if he swore to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, what would he say? What would the Son of God bear witness to? Many things. First, he bears witness to the existence of heaven. As we read in John chapter 14, "In my Father's house are many mansions. I go there to prepare a place for you so that where I am, there you may be also." The Son of God puts his left hand on a stack of Bibles and he raises his right hand and he declares to you, the faithful and true witness declares to you that heaven awaits you, that there is a place, a glorious place, where eye is not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men. There's a place up there, Peter said, that there is a place reserved for you and that you're kept by the power of God. There's a huge banquet table up in heaven. And on that banquet table is a little placard. It's like a wedding, and it is a wedding invitation. On that invitation is your name. For all of you who have received Jesus Christ as your Savior, on that banquet table, right now as we speak, there's a card on there with your name on it. Now, Jesus Christ is swearing on a stack of Bibles, so to speak. He's making a solemn declaration and a pledge. Swearing is just a declaration by God as to the truth. He's bearing witness to heaven. Also, the Lord Jesus Christ will bear witness to the existence of hell. As we read in John chapter 5, verse 28 and 29, he says, "The hour is coming in which all those that are in the tombs will hear his voice," or hear my voice, "and will come forth. Those that have done good to the resurrection of life. Those that have done evil to the resurrection of damnation." Also in Mark chapter 9, he says, "If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It would be better for you to enter into life maimed than to have in two hands to be cast into hell, to where the fire shall not be quenched and where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." So the Lord Jesus Christ also bears witness to the place called hell. In other words, this is a real place. The Lord Jesus Christ puts his hand on a Bible and raises his other hand, and he's telling all of us the existence of hell, that hell is real. Don't believe anyone that tells you any different. Men out here in the streets today, matter of fact, a lot of pastors will tell you today, there is no such thing as hell. I've heard the Pope say it just about a month ago. that there's no such place as hell. Well, let me tell you, Jesus Christ puts a hand on a Bible and raises up his right hand, and he tells you and I, indeed, there is a place. There is such a place as hell. What also does he bear witness to? He bears witness to the very heart of God. He raises his right hand and he bears witness to the very heart of God. He says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. Paul also would bear witness to that when he says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, for it says, God demonstrates his own love towards you in that while you were still a sinner, that Christ died for you. So Jesus Christ, indeed, he bears witness to the heart of God. He puts his hand on a Bible and raises his right hand, and he looks at you in the eye and says, God loves you. God loves you. The word of Christ to you today is that God loves you. He also bears witness to the fact that he is the only way to get to heaven. Regardless of what anyone else tells you, the Lord Jesus Christ puts his left hand on a Bible, raises his right hand, and says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. Friend, there's one way to get to God. There is one way to ensure that your name is written in the book of life. There is one door, as it says in John chapter 10, verse 9, it says, I am, there's ego eimi again, I am the door. All those who enter in by me will be saved. These are the things that the Lord Jesus Christ bears witness to. We're about out of time here for today. In our next program, we'll look at this next thing revealed in this verse about who Jesus Christ is, where it says he's the faithful witness, and it says he's the firstborn from the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth. We'll pick it up right there in our next program at looking at what he means by firstborn. There's more to that word than meets the eye. It's not just necessarily your oldest child, but that word means with the word. The Greek word prototokos means more than just the oldest child. So we'll pick it up right there in our program tomorrow. Again, I invite you to visit our website at WGODontheair.net. Also on Facebook at WGOD Radio. What's WGOD? What's God saying in his word today? I'll tell you. That is the Son of God. He's raising his right hand and he's putting his left hand on a stack of Bibles. And he's telling you, friend, God loves you. Think about that. Greetings from the being. The being, not a being, the being. The almighty creator of this universe wants a relationship with you, and he loves you so much that he sent his son down here to die for you. That is the word of God for you today. God loves you and wants to have a relationship with you. We'll be back again soon with a new program right here in WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.